know, the Jets have had their quarterback troubles throughout the years, but even as bad as it's been here, it's been worse in Cleveland. And Joe Flacco named the starter yesterday, but also bring in Tyler Huntley now. So they've got five quarterbacks on the roster. So one of those of which we know is Shedeur Sanders, and they also have Dylan Gabriel there. They've got Kenny Pickett there on his third team. Tyler Huntley now. I mean, it is a mess. I mean, that team in that division with the Steelers expected to be good again, I would think. Obviously, the Baltimore Ravens, who Phil Simms said was the most talented team, best roster in football. I mean, to have the situation they have at quarterback right now where their best option is another year of Joe Flacco at, what is he, 41 now, 42? And I understand he gave him life a couple years ago, but
you know, he gave him life a couple of years ago, but they didn't want to bring him back because Deshaun Watson was coming back from injury, and they didn't want to put pressure on Deshaun and his guaranteed contract. And that's why he ended up leaving, going to Indianapolis. And, like, he was a fallback position for them. Kenny Pickett, you know, has got a sore hamstring. Dylan Gabriel, another draft pick of theirs, has a sore hamstring. And Shedeur Sanders is dealing with a sore shoulder. So this Huntley signing, and I just, you know, did a sports betting on it, is really, to me, it looks like a camp arm situation. They needed somebody in there to be able to throw.
Yeah.
And that's probably what he's there for, unless somebody else has got a much more serious injury than they're alluding to right now. But, you know, this Kenny Pickett, he's got a million opportunities and just can't stay healthy.
Yeah. I mean, and this is, well, his biggest opportunities with the Steelers when they drafted him in the first round at a Pitt. And essentially, you know, got out there and started playing right away.
But now he's stuck in the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith world, where
those guys came out of it.
I know, but he's running out of time to actually show that he can play. And you know, it'll be interesting to see whether or not, you know, or when he comes back, if they decide to keep him or they realize that this is, you know, maybe a guy that's just too oft injured. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Cleveland Browns had Jameis last year. They decided not to have him this year. I mean, with the situation that they have out there now, you'd think that that would be a great spot for him. And I don't know what the Giants, like, how many, like, they're going to keep all four guys and, you know, Tommy DeVito probably on the practice squad, right? That's going to happen.
Like, I'm assuming that's going to happen, but you never know. I mean, like, who knows? You never know how they're evaluating these players. I know, you know, from a Jackson Dart standpoint, I know how they're evaluating him. They're evaluating him in certain situations. That's why Jameis was making fun of, you know, putting Jackson in there when they got down to the red zone. They wanted to see whether or not, you know, he was going to be able to complete a pass for a touchdown, and they're going to call play, and they're trying to ramp up some of the anxiousness and anxiety just to see how he reacts in practice. But, you know, I would imagine they'll keep all four some way, and the way that you explained it would be the way that to do that. But I mean, it's Russell's job, just like it's Joe Flacco's job, just like it's Aaron Rodgers' job. You know, they all have their jobs now, and it's up to them to hold on to those jobs by winning games. If they're losing games, then all of a sudden all bets are off.
Yeah, I mean, I think, too, that as much as Jameis Winston's become a fan favorite in the NFL just about everywhere, you know, if the Giants are falling out of it and not winning games, the fan base is going to want to see Jackson Dart and not Jameis Winston. That's what they're going to
want
to see.
You might want to see a game with Jameis just to see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, true. We know what's going to happen, though. He's going to throw for five touchdowns one game and 400 yards, and next game he's going to throw for five picks, and he's going to do it all over again. That's what he is. What he's been.
And, you know, there's a reason why, like, you know, with Cleveland, who needed quarterbacks, there's a reason why, and I would say the same thing with Pittsburgh, it's a reason why that they didn't re-sign those guys that were there last year. There's something about them.
Yeah.
You know, that and they went to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they fell apart towards the end of the season and then lost in the first round, but yes, they did.
So you got to believe, like, if I had to project out of the 32 NFL teams, the two worst teams in the league are?
The New Orleans Saints. Yeah.
Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be Cleveland. I mean, the Giants are still in that conversation.
Where's
Sorry.
Miami? That's a weird one, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely, they could be bottom five. But, I mean, the Jets and the Giants are right there. I mean, they both, you know, had miserable seasons. I mean, the Giants especially, and I understand they brought in a lot of players and new energy and this and that, but they still won three games last year.
All right, so you could say bottom third team. I didn't say, like, they're not 31st and 32nd. Like, as the season starts, their win total will be in the bottom third of the NFL, the over-unders.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Cleveland then 31 and the Saints 32.
I don't think so. I think the NFC North is going to be a bitch. AFC North is going to be a bitch. I don't know about the Colts and what they're doing with Daniel
Jones.
And
the Panthers, but I mean, Bryce Young started to play a little bit better last year. They look like the Panthers got to be right there.
Colts?
Yeah.
I mean, decent roster, another quarterback quandary.
Yeah, they're definitely bottom third without a doubt. Yeah, those are some bad football teams. And we know bad football teams around here in New York, don't we?
I feel like we're experts.
Yes, indeed. Al, I know you were on vacation, but did you happen to catch any of the clips that were posted or anything from Giants camp?
I saw the Unlimited one.
That was fun. I got him to do that. I wasn't totally sure if he was like having fun with it at first, but then when he did the 3-2-1 Unlimited, then I knew he was having fun with it. But he came. I think you would have been fascinated by him because he came in, Russell Wilson, like trying to butter Boomer up. So I guess you guys shared a coach.
Pete Carroll.
No. There was another guy he brought up. He didn't bring up Pete Carroll.
Oh, Dana Bible.
Yeah. So he brings it. He was like, we used to talk about Boomer and, you know, with Dana Bible. And I know you had a great relationship there, Boomer, with Dana Bible, you know, doing that whole thing.
Yeah,
like,
yep.
He took out that.
Oh, I can see right through that.
Right. Yeah. I know you can.
I mean, but you got to understand, we're there at training camp. This is not about hammering people, it's about talking about what they bring to the team.
Oh, obviously, but he definitely was trying to butter you up.
But Russell Wilson was only one of just a very few quarterbacks where when we interviewed them at Super Bowl, Boomer said, give me a picture with him. Solo Boomer. And I have a Boomer Russell Wilson one, which Boomer wanted. The Boomer Patrick Mahomes, of course, Boomer wanted a solo picture. And then it was one of the Bengals, just because he was a Bengal. It was maybe the Red Rifle or whatever he called himself.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Andy Dalton. Those are the only ones that like Boomer requested.
Wow, what a trivia question.
With.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that, but it's usually guys that I do have a, I don't know how long ago that was, an affinity and respect for. So that's probably why I wanted that picture.
Yeah, and another interesting one that happened there at Giants camp. So Dexter Lawrence, who's gigantic, and we take a picture with him, and it actually is a really good picture of him like leaning on you because he's so much bigger.
I took his arm and put it around my shoulder.
Right. But he's so much bigger. It's like he's leaning down on you.
Yeah.
But he requested that the picture be from the waist up. And I can't figure out why. Now, he was wearing sweatpants, and he's a big guy. He's always been a big guy.
Right.
He looked like himself. He was not out of shape.
He looked normal.
So what? Why the waist up photo?
Small balls.
No. There's no way Dexter Lawrence has small balls. There's no way.
Oh.
Do you think maybe he got caught in a picture once like you did at the softball game and like the Schwantz was popping through the pants and he's like, I can't have that again. That was embarrassing for me type of thing.
Maybe,
why else?
Izzo and I
were trying to figure this out.
I didn't know. I didn't even know that was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just finding out about this right now.
Well, and maybe, you were standing right there. So
yeah, but I didn't know. I did not know that was a request of his.
No, he said, and Izzo laughed at first, thinking he was joking around. And then he goes, no, waist up only.
Waist up only?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's got something to do with his lower half.
Yeah, I know, but you couldn't see anything.
I wasn't looking, so I don't know what I'm saying.
But it's
you guys look at everything. I mean,
he had sweatpants on, and he had a sweatshirt on. To me, that's interesting that he requested.
I tried to get Gio to go one-on-one with Dexter Lawrence it was Sean Marash.
There's no way. I mean, my guy, the guy's 370 pounds.
Oh, man, he would have forklifted you. That would have been awesome.
370 pounds.
There was a D lineman. He used to play for the New Orleans Saints. I don't think he's I don't think he's still alive. Maybe he is. His name was Jumpy Gethers, and he used to have this forklift move. He would forklift guys on the field and throw them back into their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Is he still living?
Yeah, he's still alive.
He is.
Okay. Jumpy Gethers. Okay. Why'd you think he was dead?
I don't know. How old is he?
65.
He's a year older than me.
Yeah.